Hello and welcome to day 10 of the 2021 IIHF World Championship. I usually like to sit back and relax on a Sunday, but not these guys.
Holly Mata works it back around. Mata, centering pass, loose it for Lindell, scores! Anton Lindell!
Lantosi gets chased back by Hollander. Hollander knocks him down at the empty net. Score!
Connor Brown throws that back in front. And a sweeping shot by Mangiapane.
He sure to the backhand, tried to slip it through. Kent Herzog scores.
Lucas Aykroyd, how you feeling today?
I feel good. You knew that I would now.
Exactly. Okay, so my question of the day for you, after you covered the 2006 Worlds, I'm sure you must have been looking forward to visiting Riga this year if the circumstances were different.
Oh, so yeah.
What are a few memories of yours from 06 that were maybe away from the rink?
Oh, wow. Well, it was a super busy year for me as the editor of the website, but I did enjoy staying at the Albert Hotel, which was like this Einstein-themed boutique hotel, walking distance from the arena, so that was nice. I remember going for a drink at the 26th floor Skyline Bar, which overlooks the city. There was the Occupation Museum, which features the Soviet period. And of course, I loved walking around Riga's old town. I mean, it's so beautiful. It's right up there with Krakow and Prague.
Krakow, did you do that because you knew I was Polish?
Sure. That's exactly where I was going with it.
Krakow is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. And I'm not even just saying that because I'm Polish. You go there and it's like aesthetically beautiful, historical, everything, the food, everything about it is just, oh, now I want to go back.
It's a total fairy tale, but let's get back to Riga here.
Okay. Okay, so I guess even though Canada only finished fourth in 2006, it had to be fun to watch an 18-year-old Sid the Kid become the youngest player ever to win the scoring title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was like a little slice of history before Crosby won the Olympics in Vancouver, right? And we actually did an exclusive fan Q&A with Sydney for the official website, too.
Oh, no way. Okay, so tell me, what were some of Sid's most unique answers?
Let's see here. He said he was planning to get a puppy after a Worlds. Unfortunately, I have no further doggy details, but I remember that one. Someone also asked what kind of music he was into. And at that time, he specifically mentioned Three Doors Down. I just found out that their hit single Kryptonite is now like 20 years old. I'm not going to sing it this time. I don't know this one well enough. Okay. Here's one other interesting one. Somebody asked Crosby who he thought the best player in the world at the time
was. Ooh, okay, drum roll. We need a drum roll for this one.
He said two guys, Jaromir Jagr and Joe Thornton.
Jumbo Joe, wow.
Yeah, young Jumbo Joe. I don't think he even had the beard back then. But it's funny looking back, right? Like, whoever would have thought that both those guys, 15 years later, would still be playing pro in 2021. Jagr, of course, with his hometown Kladno, and Thornton with your beloved Toronto Maple Leafs.
Just hearing Toronto Maple Leafs right now still breaks my heart. I have not recovered.
Sir.
And I don't know if I will recover if they don't come out of Game 7 tomorrow night. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it right there like that with the Leafs, and let's move on, you know, with IIHF hockey, because that'll make me in a much better mood. Okay, so Lucas, tell us all the scores that happened today.
Switzerland 6, Belarus 0, Canada 7, Italy 1, Sweden 3, Slovakia 1. So much tension in this one. And Finland 3, Latvia 2 in overtime. Tough loss for the hosts, but they still have a shot at the quarterfinals.
So let's move on to our game of the day, which I'm sure is not a shock to anyone. It goes to the Swedes getting it done against the Slovaks in a 3-1 game. A massive win for Sweden. And just like you said, Lucas, so much tension in this one.
What a story. Trey Kroner dodges a bullet and lives the fight another day. The Swedes have never missed the quarterfinals, and now they move up to 9 points in Group A, vaulting over the Czechs and the Danes for the time being. Victor Olofsson comes through with the power play winner. This is a guy Victor Hedman thought would have won the Calder Trophy last season with Buffalo if he was healthy. And at the end, oh boy, the Swedes made it hard on themselves, but they buckled down on the PK, killing off 2 penalties with under 5 minutes to go. Slovakia, sure, a little frustrating, but this is the kind of adversity that builds character. And if you're going to lose like this, do it now, right? Peter Solark still bidding for the tournament scoring title with 9 points, and now he and his teammates will reset for an exciting showdown with the Czechs on Tuesday.
Awesome. Okay, moving on. Our lovable Latvians tried to hang in there with Finland, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough to get the result against the reigning champs.
Oh, Anton Lundell. Winning just follows this guy around. The 19-year-old future Florida Panther pops the overtime winner with just 4 seconds remaining in the extra frame. I mean, what a lovely backhand deke, and a tough way to lose for Latvia after giving the defending champ such an incredible fight. Martin Zirkal's coming through twice in regulation. You know, Latvia actually dominated much of the second period, even though Iiro Pakarinen had the lone goal there. And Latvia, what a gutsy 2021 debut for goalie Jānis Kalnins with 32 saves. This guy had only appeared in one previous Worlds game back in 2017. And in overtime, he made a fantastic point-blank stop off captain Marko Murka Anttila. Anyway, the Finns stay atop the group, but Latvia, they're still in the mix. They just need a ton of help from some of their old friends like the Americans and Norwegians tomorrow.
We'll see what happens. Okay, let's talk about this 6-0 blowout in the Switzerland-Belarus game. Can we please?
Well, talk about setting the tone. Christoph Bertschy scores his first Worlds goal just 36 seconds into the game, first shift. Now, even though the Swiss kind of messed around a bit, took a few more minutes to really find their game, you already had a sense this was not Belarus's day. Joel Vermin, this guy is a Belarus killer. He had 2 goals against them in 2018 when the men from Minsk were relegated, and Vermin scores 2 goals again today. Gregory Hoffman, also with his 5th goal, tying him for the tournament lead with Britain's Liam Kirk. It's like every day I feel we're living in some weird parallel universe. Anyway, Switzerland now on cruise control heading into the playoffs, still with a shot at first place in the group. Belarus, though, eliminated from quarterfinal contention. As we mentioned previously, there is concern within the Belarus camp about the performance of their import players. Goalie Danny Taylor, defenseman Nick Balin, and forward Shane Prince were among the scratches today in a bold move by coach Mikhail Zakharov. Still watching the fallout there. But Swiss coach Patrick Fischer, he was pretty satisfied. Take a listen.
We knew that it will be a game that we have to puck more again, like we used to have against Denmark or Slovakia, and we executed well. We scored the early goal, and then we got a little bit sloppy for the next couple of minutes till the 10-minute mark, and then I think the rest of the 50 minutes we controlled the game pretty good.
All right, moving on to our next game. All you can say is poor Italians. This just wasn't their year. Canada 7, Italy 1. What went down, Lucas?
Well, a man of Italian heritage definitely put on a show in this game. Unfortunately for Italy, it was Canada's Andrew Mangiapane running wild with a 4-point night. His linemates, Captain Adam Henrique and Connor Brown, now tied with Slovakia's Peter Solarek atop the scoring race, 9 points apiece. Italian goalie Justin Fazio, Canadian-born, he gets pulled after allowing 4 goals in less than 12 minutes. Now, Canada came in with the tournament's weakest power play, clicking at 9.5%, 2 for 21, but against Italy, 1 for 3. Maxime Contois cashes in, so that's a little bit of a confidence boost. The Canadians, though, the main thing, they're winners of 3 straight after making history for the wrong reasons with 3 straight losses to start these Worlds. But, you know, with those wins coming against weaker opponents, Finland will be a real acid test as Canada tries to complete its comeback into the final 8.
Awesome stuff, Lucas. All right, at the start of the show, we took a little trip down memory lane to 2006. However, I want to dig a little deeper and ask you, what's the most shocking game you've ever seen at an IIHF World Championship?
Well, you know what? I could certainly say Sweden's comeback from a 5-1 deficit to beat host Finland 6-5 in the 2003 quarterfinal in Helsinki.
I mål! Per-Johan Axelsson! Och Sverige gör 6-5! Det är fullständigt osannolikt det som händer i Helsingfors!
I mean, there goes Teemu Selänne's hat trick up in smoke. But it wasn't maybe as shocking as it sounds, just in the sense that the Finns often used to blow big games against Sweden back then. So, for the most shocking game I've ever seen at an IIHF World Championship, I'm going to say the 8-3 U.S. win over Russia in the 2013 quarterfinal in Helsinki.
Smith on the reverse pass and the shot! Oh, and another score!
Now, that was the first time the U.S. had ever scored 8 goals against Russia in IIHF competition. And up until that point, Russian head coach Zinatula Bilyaletdinov had really looked bulletproof. Coach Bill had led Russia to gold the year before with a perfect record. But all of a sudden, here you have the Russians with Ovechkin, Kovalchuk, Radulov, and they get outplayed by the U.S.'s Craig Smith. Maybe not a household name, but he set a record with 5 quarterfinal assists. And, you know, this just spelled the end of the defending champions. It was especially tragic for Ovechkin because he had just gotten off the plane from Washington. He'd had a special press conference just for him the day before. And he played as well as he could under the circumstances, but all in all, losing 8-3 to the Americans, this was just a big tragic waste if you were a Russian fan. And I'll never forget it.
All right, welcome back to the Totally Ice Hockey Show, everyone. Caroline Schved and Lucas Aykroyd with you, about to preview all of tomorrow's action. So let's start off with the Czech Republic and Denmark. Very big game for these two teams.
The Czechs are a team on the rise after 2 big wins. Denmark needs to take a look in the mirror after falling 2-0 to Slovakia last time out, not getting nearly enough pucks to the net. Only Italy and Great Britain have fewer shots on goal than Denmark, which tells you something, right? Both the Danes and the Czechs have 8 points in the standings, but this is Denmark's last game. So the Danes needing 3 points badly in the race for that final quarterfinal berth in Group A. And even if they get the 3 points, they'll need to root for Slovakia to defeat the Czechs in their group finale. Czechs look like they had the advantage in this one.
Okay, next up, the U.S. is on a roll, and Germany maybe needs to find a way to get their groove back. What do we have to look forward to in this game?
Well, U.S. coming off a tight 2-1 win over Norway, Germany a tight 2-1 loss to the Finns. So this should be a great battle, potentially of the defensive variety. Germany, once the group leader, has more at stake here. With 2 games remaining, they can either solidify their seeding or tumble right out of the playoff picture. So we'll see. Goaltending wise, Cal Peterson and Jake Ottinger have been marvelous in net for coach Jack Capuano. The U.S. said they're looking to cut down on penalties after 5 minors in both their last 2 games. But while both Germany and the Americans have identical power play numbers, 3-for-15, the U.S. has superior penalty killing. And that could be a difference maker. Germany's scoring is continuing to decline throughout the tournament, and it's going to be tough for them.
We'll see what happens. Okay, the Swedes are coming off some big momentum, but how will they fare against the Russians tomorrow?
Well, you know, normally this would all be about who's going to win the group, but that's really only at stake for the Russians right now. The Swedes are in survival mode, and life only gets tougher for Trey Kroner now. Why? The Russians are adding super sniper and 2019 Stanley Cup champion Vladimir Tarasenko, along with defenseman Dmitry Orlov from Washington. Now, this isn't as much NHL support as the Russians get in a typical year, but both these guys are potential game changers. So, the Swedes delivered in a do-or-die situation against Slovakia, but they've still got the Czechs and Danes breathing down their necks, and they have to do it again. This one should be a doozy.
Last but not least, Norway versus Kazakhstan. And what crazy stats and info do you have ready for us fans in regards to this game, Lucas?
Well, not a lot of stats for Norway. I mean, these guys are just playing for pride at this point. But Kazakhstan has an opportunity to make this a really special world championship. A regulation win gives coach Yuri Mikhailis and his boys 13 points in the standings, and that puts them into the quarterfinals in any Group A scenario. And that would be a first in Kazakh hockey history. It's, shall we say, unlikely that they rack up 11 goals again like they did against Italy, but they've certainly shown an ability to win tight games in Riga, too. And a big game from goalie Nikita Boyarkin would amplify his chances of being named a tournament all-star when this is all over. I mean, think about it. He's a 22-year-old rookie. He has a 93.5 save percentage and a 2.12 goals against average after facing 171 shots. That's more than twice as many as any other goalie in the top five statistically. Yeah, I mean, busy guy. Hopefully Kazakhstan has a good team masseur, right? Now, I personally would just like to see the Kazakhs revive the goal song they used at the 2019 World Juniors in my native Victoria. Can you guess which song?
Fill me in.
Well, it's by Neil Diamond, and it goes a little something like this. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good. Ah, it's a classic song, an even better name. So shout out to any Carolines out there. It's I love hearing that song. It makes me so happy. So great choice, Lucas. I'm glad that we ended this episode hearing your lovely singing voice.
All the credit goes to Kazakhstan.
All right, everyone, that's it for this episode of the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Stay tuned with everything we've got going on IIHF.com and all of our social media channels. And Lucas and I will be back tomorrow.